Stephen Foster was America's first full-time professional songwriter. Prior to Foster, musicians pursued multiple endeavors in order to make a living. One such Pittsburgh musician was J.T. Womelink, who, in addition to composing, ran a music store, conducted a band, and taught music lessons. An 1861 edition of the Pittsburgh Gazette had this to say about a performance by his students.
Professor Womelink's soiree musicale drew a tremendous audience to Masonic Hall last evening. A noticeable feature in this soiree was the general youthfulness of the performers, who ranged in age from 10 to 16. By their excellent execution, they did ample credit to the skill of their teachers. The pieces were rendered in a style that would vie with many of the foreign talent that appear in our midst to the tune of A Dollar a Seat.